Welcome back to the show. Evan Bray on this Tuesday morning, and you can feel it, right? You can feel the storm brewing. There are some weather watches in effect for parts of the province. High winds, and they will gain momentum throughout the day. We could see them hit as high as 90 kilometers an hour in parts of the province, and they will blow in some snow and fairly significant accumulations of snow over the next 24 maybe 36 hours. Tomorrow is actually the day where I think the province is set to get the most of it. But you know, with the winds, there'll be some heavy drifts. So we do have to keep in touch on the highways. I always appreciate if you have the moment to shoot me a text and let me know once you get to your destination, how was the highway you just traveled on? Was it good? Was it slippery? Were the plows out? 1-877-332-8255. Appreciate you keeping us in touch, and we will stay on top of the weather, of course, over the next few days here to make sure we can keep everyone informed and hopefully safe. Well, you know, I had the day off yesterday. We spent the day with my son and his family. It was our Christmas celebration. Both my son and daughter-in-law, both shift workers, so they work over Christmas. So it was an early Christmas with them on Sunday and Monday. And Sunday, we had just opened some gifts, and we were watching the boys play with their toys. And my son said, "Oh my gosh, did you see this?" And he was on his phone. He saw the notice that this shooting had happened at Bondi Beach in Australia. Absolutely horrific. Of course, it was the kickoff of Hanukkah, which started on Sunday and goes until the 22nd of December. Two alleged gunmen basically attacked a large Hanukkah event at Bondi Beach. And we saw them open fire for the better part of 10 minutes, I think. This festival was going on. They went on a killing spree. And this is a tourist destination. So it wasn't just the people that were there for the Hanukkah event. It was obviously a large number of tourists were there as well. And then came the video where a bystander, essentially, a fellow by the name of Ahmad El Ahmad, who is a shop vendor. He owns a convenience store. He's father of two young girls. He basically jumps one of the gunmen. I'm sure you've seen the video online. It's quite spectacular to watch. You can't imagine. I mean, the bravery of this 44-year-old, who was born in Syria, by the way, but has been in Sydney for many years. He is being touted as an absolute hero because he got the gun away from one of the gunmen. But then he himself, they're using the term riddled with bullets. He's in the hospital, expected to make a full recovery, but many, many experts saying he could have easily prevented dozens more deaths by getting that gun away from the one gunman. So one of the gunmen dead. The father, I believe, is deceased, 50-year-old by the name of Sajad Akram. His 24-year-old son, Naveed Akram, injured as well, but expected to survive his injuries. And now we're hearing this is being called a terrorist attack inspired by the Islamic State. It makes you think about our Jewish community, our Jewish friends, our communities in general, in terms of community safety. And I wanted to check in with someone who we've had on this program before. Rabbi Jeremy Parnes is the rabbi for Beth Jacob Synagogue in Regina. And Rabbi Parnes joins me by phone this morning. Rabbi, thank you so much for taking the call.
You're very welcome. It's my pleasure to be on the show with you.
I'll start with condolences to the Jewish community. And I can't help but wonder, how does an event like what we saw, the tragic event unfolded on Sunday, how does that impact your community, your synagogue specifically?
Well, I mean, you can imagine that people are incredibly sad. What we don't think about is the fact that there are people there that may be related to us. I have a cousin living in New South Wales. I have my granddaughter in Australia right now. So the immediate reaction is shock and also, of course, sadness for those who have been lost and injured, and especially at this time of the year when we should be seeing light at the darkest time of the year. And it affects everyone in my community in one form or another, and we're connected.
Mm-hmm. As a leader, what is your approach to this? I many people look to you for guidance at all times of the year, but certainly when darkness like this hits, what is your approach?
Well, first of all, I had to go somewhere and sort of figure out myself out, if you know what I mean. I have to say that I actually received any number of emails and texts, et cetera, from different people in our community here, from the larger, greater community here, which is helpful because it shows that, you know, this is not everybody, right, that feels this way about us. And at the same time, I have not been able to respond to them because I just look at this and I go, I really appreciate the condolences and my community appreciates the outreach and the outpouring. And at the same time, not sure that that makes any difference to the reality of life at this point. So you get that sort of sense of hopelessness. And then after thinking it through and hearing people speak and getting together with people, it starts to shift. So in the last day, things have shifted somewhat. And I hope I'll be able to respond to some of the people that reached out to me on behalf of my community. It's just very difficult.
Mm-hmm. Rabbi Jeremy Parnes is my guest, Beth Jacob Synagogue in Regina. Does this cause for worry about, I don't even like saying this, but the safety of people at your synagogue or in Saskatchewan generally? Is this something that you're thinking about in terms of other celebrations and those types of things?
Of course, it has that impact. We are concerned that there is, and I am concerned about safety and security. And at the same time, there isn't even a second of thought that we won't continue to do what we should be doing. And we will continue to have our celebrations as well, as acknowledging the hurt and the loss as well. But yes, security is an issue. And I think part of the concerns that I've had is that having appreciated the condolences and the outpouring and you know, people standing with us, I also appreciate the fact that I'm not sure that makes a difference until we're able to, as a country and as a larger community, come to terms with how to actually address these kinds of issues. People will continue to do these things. The spoilers will be there always.
You know, we hear about the rise of anti-Semitism in Canada, and of course, we've seen a spike since those attacks back a couple of years ago in October in Israel. Is this as bad as you've ever seen it, or you've obviously gone through the ups and downs of this sort of tragic hate in the world? How are you seeing it today, Rabbi?
Actually, I'm seeing it as, I think it's the worst that I've seen in my lifetime. And I've seen plenty. Mm-hmm. In England, when I lived there, and in other parts of the world. And then things settled down, and now I'm seeing this. And I would say it's probably the worst that I've seen. And at the same time, I know that this is an ongoing reality for thousands of years. There are people who hate. And we can't allow ourselves to submit to that or to be lost, to lose hope. Mm-hmm. What we have to do is it just reinforces the need for all good people everywhere to come together and behave better and not stand for this kind of behavior.
What you just said there is definitely a call to all of us. Everyone has a responsibility in this. Do you see governments playing a role? Do they need to play a bigger role in stepping up against anti-Semitism and all kinds of hate?
Oh, without question. Right now, societies, our society, the beliefs that our society lives with and for are being truly threatened by this kind of behavior. And my fear is that as long as we can't figure out how to deal with people who supposedly demonstrate or what they hide behind free speech by masking themselves, speaking virulent hate, expressing themselves aggressively and negatively, you know that's going to lead to something else. And it, of course, has. You know, what happened in Australia, it wasn't a matter of if that would happen. It was a matter of when it would happen based on everything that's been going on.
Mm-hmm. it's very common for communities to come together and mourn together to honor lives lost. Is there anything planned in Regina and in Saskatchewan that you're aware of to honor those that lost their lives in this tragic incident?
Not specifically in that way, but rather we will honor them by honoring the Festival of Light and the light that we hope and pray that it'll bring to the world. And needless to say, that we will be saying prayers for them and prayers for a hope for a better future in this world. Mm-hmm. That we need a better future.
Well, Rabbi, I appreciate you giving us a few minutes. I wish you and all in the community peace, hope, and happiness for Hanukkah and for 2026.
Evan, thank you so much, and to you as well.
Rabbi Jeremy Parnes, Beth Jacob Synagogue in Regina, and we certainly are thinking of all in the Jewish community, the Jewish faith, and those here in our province who are impacted. You can't not be impacted by what you saw. Tragedy for sure in Australia, and we'll continue to unpack this as we learn more information. We'll take a break. We'll be right back here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.